One of the Catholic Church's most senior cardinals and one of the four men who organized this week's Vatican Summit on Clergy Sexual Abuse has admitted that he could have handled abuse allegations brought to him better and faster. Oswald Gracias, the Archbishop of Mumbai in India, spoke following a BBC investigation. It revealed claims he did not handle allegations of sexual abuse appropriately, and in one case of alleged child abuse, did not alert the police. Priyanka Patak reports.
Archbishop Gracias is one of Asia's most prominent Catholics, and some believe could be the next pope. But we've been told of a culture of silence facing victims reporting abuse in Mumbai's Catholic community. Our investigation found that in two cases, the Archbishop did not promptly or properly investigate claims of abuse. The story begins here in Mumbai in 2015, when the parents of an allegedly raped child were desperately trying to reach senior church officials.
He said the priest has done things to me.
After 2 days of calling his office, they were granted a brief meeting. I meet the parents in an empty chapel, surrounded by their faith, as a mother weeps.
I told him everything that the priest had done to my child. I said my child is in a lot of pain. I came to him with great expectation of hope and justice. But he said, I don't have time. I have to go to Rome.
At the meeting, the cardinal said it seemed to be a police matter. Under Indian law, any allegation of a sexual offence against a child has to be reported to the police. But he never personally made the call, and neither did anyone from the church. Instead, the priest was arrested 2 days later after the parents sought medical attention and went to the police themselves. He is now on trial. After putting our investigation's findings to him, the cardinal agreed to an interview. We meet at his ornate residence, the same place as where the parents say they begged him for help.
My first concern was, I was a bit shocked. This is a serious matter. We might have to go to the police. And I told the priest, I'm suspending you, please go away.
Would you think that it was a mistake to not alert the police yourself?
You know, I'm being honest, not 100% sure. But I must reflect on that, I admit, whether immediately. The police should have got to be informed, sure.
The cardinal said he rang from Rome the day after meeting and was told by his bishop that the family had already informed the police. That night, the family say they asked for medical help, something the cardinal strenuously denies.
I mean, I'm really ashamed if we did not give medical aid if she wanted it. We give everybody medical aid, and not to give a child who said he was abused by a priest would be indefensible for me. I mean, inconceivable. But on the other hand, I don't remember them having asked for it. I without doubt would have given them that.
We wanted to know if more could have been done. A priest, whose identity we are disguising, told us he had warned Cardinal Gracias between 2013 and 2014.
I told them that there are strong rumors about this priest. And then the cardinal told me directly that he is not aware of anything. We have realized that quite often when things are reported, nothing seems to be happening. In fact, you are marked.
The cardinal says he cannot recall the conversation. He says he did not recollect any cloud of suspicion over the priest. But there is another case dating back almost a decade. In 2009, the cardinal met with a woman who said she was raped by a priest. He says the church did investigate, but it was only in late 2011 and the involvement of women's rights lawyers that the priest was removed from his parish. The cardinal says it was a complicated case which was slowed by appeals and protestations by supporters of the priest, but the church should have moved faster. Cardinal Gracias did say that the church should always listen to victims and should make reporting easier.
I hope there are not predators. I mean, I hope. I don't know, I won't say. And there's a culture of silence all over Asia. Should not prevent us from taking any steps to prevent such acts.
On Friday, the cardinal will lead the conference on a session about accountability in the church. But at home, many will question the culture of silence and difficulties victims have faced in reporting sexual abuse in his own diocese.
The BBC's Priyanka Pathak, reporting from Mumbai.